The UTEP Department of Theater and Dance is opening their 2018-2019 season with a stage production of Rudolfo Anaya's acclaimed Chicano novel, Bless Me Ultima. This enchanting tale follows young Antonio Mares as he finds his way through a world filled with vaqueros, witches, and corridos. With the guidance and protection of the curandera Ultima, Antonio finds his roots in the traditions of the Llano and spreads his wings. This production is also part of the NEA Big Read, and here to tell us all about it is director Rebecca Rivas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Did you know you were going to do a play and a big read and all of this action around it? Or was that the plan?
It was. It was like best case scenario. We write this grant and we get it. And then it's kind of this big celebration of the book and the play. And, you know, you write a grant, you never know.
Right. It goes into grant world.
Yeah. So I wrote it with the help of Adriana Dominguez and Jay Stratton, two of my colleagues. And we got it. So now we have to do all the stuff we said we were going to do.
And here you are doing it.
No, we are. We're doing it. We had our kickoff event at Doris Van Doren Library two Saturdays ago now. That was a huge success. Had a lot of people come out. We had Pan Dulce, Folklorico. I mean, it was really great, great time. We did pieces from the play and we're just, you know, so excited that like every weekend we get to do more of this. We were at the Art and Farmers Market this weekend on Saturday. We gave out like 300 books and lots of talks with small little conversations with people who read it, you know, when they were 10 or 11 and loved it. And then people who have read it like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times and just, I mean, love it. And people who've never read it. So it's just been great to hear the response from people. And just give out free books and
yeah, what's not to love?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And all of this is ramping up for, you know, the climax on October 3rd when we open the show. And so, because the idea was that we'd give out these books and everybody gets a copy. And, you know, when you read, it's like this really individual thing. It's just you and your book and maybe some tea or, you know.
Yeah, it's like your own experience.
And then after that, then you go into a theater and you get to experience the story in this super community-oriented way, you know, where you're sitting with 200-plus people in a theater. And so that was the idea, was that we get to experience the story in two different ways.
Now, I got to ask you this, because you're obviously here on campus, which to me means that you're generally working with a cast of college-age students.
Yeah.
And this one is multi-generational.
Oh, yeah.
You've got kids, you've got seniors, you've got everything.
Oh, yeah. So we've got 7 kids in
show. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great.
Great.
all of the auntie time has really paid off in
channel it. Yeah. To this.
Exactly. So they're the best kids. Like, they're fantastic. Antonio, he's our youngest. He says he's super proud of that. He is played by Sergio Delgado. I think he's 8. And pretty much every day in rehearsal, he comes in with a magic trick, like a card trick.
Oh, nice.
And he shows everybody a card trick. He's just fantastic. And then, of course, we have community members who are, you know, veterans of the El Paso theater scene. I'm not going to say their age, I'm working with just this, it's a lot of different hats, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? But it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it just feels like a giant family, and I think a lot of people in El Paso have giant families. I do.
I think you're right, and the multi-generational thing is definitely in place.
Yeah, so it feels like sometimes, I mean, it feels like a party because it's like a cast of 26 people.
Jeez, is this one of the largest casts you've worked with here?
This is definitely the largest. Christmas Carol came close, but this one is definitely much. And Esperanza Rising, I think it had like 20, but 7 whole other humans is a lot.
Ultima, who is your Ultima?
Her name is Marie Blancarte Manriquez. People will probably recognize her from shows she's done at the Playhouse.
Nice.
She's come to us and she's doing a fantastic job with La Grande.
Yeah. Nice. So what attracted you to this story? What drove you to do this and have so much activity around it? What is it about this play?
the title of our grant was Bless Mi Ultima, Access and Representation Along the Border. And I think doing stories like this, doing stories like Bless Mi Ultima, like Esperanza Rising, The House on Mango Street, like telling these stories, Lydia from last year, I mean, there's lots, we're trying to get more of these stories on our stage. Mm-hmm. And of course, with the big read, we're able to do it on paper and then up on the boards. And I think you give people access to the book, you give them access to the story. And then when they see themselves represented in the performing arts, I think it really allows, it gives their own stories because, you know, it parallels.
Sure.
We all have that.
We all have an abuelita.
Yes, we all have that abuela who teaches us, you know, about the cultura and traditions and all of these things. And so I think it magnifies our own experience. Mm-hmm. And it makes us feel like those are, I mean, I think we always have a lot of value for them, but I think it amplifies that value
when
it's seen on stage or in the pages of a novel like Bless Mi Ultima.
Have you seen your young cast learn the story? Because I imagine a lot of them may not have been familiar with it.
Yeah, a lot of them hadn't read it before, or some of them had read it like in, I don't know, middle school, high school, and hadn't really thought about it, but, you know, remembered the aspects that were going to be on the test. So
that's,
you know,
what I remembered. Now I got it. The memo has dropped.
But, yes.
But yes.
Yeah. So I think it's been, you know, the first time we did our read through, we all sat in this giant circle and we read the story. And I mean, we had great conversation about things that it reminded them of or questions that they had about, well, you know, what is the golden carp and what does that mean?
That was such a big theme in school, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. One of our students developed a movement piece based on the story of the golden carp from the novel. And so we took it. We did our first performance last Friday at Edgemere Elementary. And that was one of the first, I mean, they lock into it right away. What does that mean? And why is it magical? And why did that, you know? And I think it just kind of, it's one of my favorite parts of that book. And I'm really glad that it's in the play. I know it wasn't in the movie, and some people were disappointed by that. But it definitely makes a...
It's in the play.
Yeah, it's in the play. And, you know, it's written by him. He adapted it.
So Rudolfo Anaya did the play, and you're doing it in its entirety, the beginning to end.
No. Yes, yes. We're not, everything. So he adapted it. It was, I think, started at Su Teatro in Denver, and they adapted and started piecing it together. And now it is what it is, and it's been, I think, just recently done in San Antonio, and it gets done quite a bit. So I'm glad we're able to get our chance to do it.
So what does that feel like to you to be able to do this?
Oh, my gosh. So it's daunting. It really is intimidating because it lives large in people's hearts and minds, and including my own. So I feel, you know, a lot of responsibility to do it justice, especially when you know New Mexico is right next door.
I think and you're going to be all right, for the record, just so you know.
Thanks, Marina. I appreciate that. No, I mean, I think it just makes me work harder. And I think it, my students, I have a design team of all students. And so when we got the show and we had our first production meeting, which was back in May, because we knew we were going to have to do this like right away.
Yeah.
We took a trip up to Santa Rosa. Just so that we, you know, I mean,
just
we felt like
immersion.
Yeah, because we felt like, you know, we're right here and it's so close to us that there's no reason that we shouldn't take the time to get up there and do everything we can, you know, to get it right. And, you know, there's no right and wrong in art, you know, but at the same time,
right.
Like, but we just want to do it justice.
Right?
Yeah. And do the research and make sure that we're feeling it. Exactly.
That's
feeling like we're doing Dr. Anaya proud.
I get the sense that you are and that you will.
Thanks.
Let's talk about showtimes and, you know, the nitty-gritty, because now we're reading the book and we get to see it manifested on stage. So that's kind of important. So tell us that stuff.
We open on October 3rd and then we go until October 14th. It's a little different this time because we're doing two performances on Sundays. So usually we only do one.
Oh, right.
But because we anticipate that people are going to want to come see this show.
Yes.
We added a couple more public performances. That said, I would definitely still go and get tickets.
Because we can do that now, right?
Oh, yeah. We started selling on the 20th, I think, of August. And I'm sure they're filling.
Get
I haven't
tickets.
Asked in a while, but I'm sure. I've got lots of people who text me randomly how many can I reserve seats now?
And you're like, just buy them. Like, just all that energy you're doing messaging me, just go to Ticketmaster.
Yeah, exactly. Get to that university ticket center and you can get them anywhere. You don't have to go to our box office. You can go to the ticket center next to Don Haskins and the Union. I think they're at the bookstore on Zaragoza on the east side. You can get them.
Beautiful. Now, yeah. If somebody wants to get involved in your Big Read activities, how do they find out about those?
We'll be posting on the UTEP Facebook page, our Department of Theater and Dance Facebook page.
Okay.
So you can just keep on checking there. But we'll be, for the next two Saturdays, we'll be at the Art and Farmers Market giving out free books. We've got lots of them, so please come by. And then we'll be at the Rio Vista Community Center this Saturday and then on the 29th as well.
Perfect.
Yes. And so then there's a couple more events that we'll be promoting online as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations on getting the Big Read to
Thank
town
you.
And on producing Bless Me Ultima.
Thank you.
It's a break a leg, right?
Yeah. I will.
Yeah, get it, girl.
We will, yeah.
Today, my guest has been Rebecca Rivas. She is the director of Bless Me Ultima. You can get your tickets now at any Ticketmaster location. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.